Hello and welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Familiner. Coming up later in the show, a University of Missouri professor who studied presidential debates extensively tells us what to expect tomorrow night.
If we think they're entertaining, if there's dynamics, then Mitt Romney may have, his strategy may have worked.
But first, according to a Rutgers University study, during every presidential election since 1964, more women have turned out to vote than men. That proportion has been increasingly significant in the last few elections. In 2008, almost 10 million more women voted than men, out of about 130 million votes cast. And again, according to Rutgers, ever since the 1980s, more women have identified themselves as Democrats than Republicans. So KBIA's Jessica Reese decided to talk to Republican women here in mid-Missouri about what this important group of voters is thinking this election year.
Sherry Berry is working her way down a spreadsheet of names and numbers, making sure they belong to Republican voters.
Hi, my name is Sherry Berry, and my husband, Fred Berry, who's running for representative in the 46th District.
Berry's been active in Columbia's Republican community for years, but never in a role like she has now, once her husband decided to run.
So he said, what do you think? And I said, well, if you promise me it'll be fun.
Between planning fundraising events, attending meetings, and making phone calls, she says the workload can be a lot.
All too often, I think we women kind of sit back and don't take part and don't really, maybe don't even know the issues. And I think it's really crucial, especially with this election, that we get involved and that we fight for our rights.
There are more women like Berry who share this view in Columbia. Every month, the Boone County Federated Republican Women, a group of about 40 women, meet to listen to local Republican candidates, discuss issues, and to simply come together as women with similar political sentiments. An issue that seems to be on all of their minds?
The economy.
The state of our economy and job opportunities.
The economy, unemployment.
The group's president, Laura Nasser, says her concern for the economy is rooted in the well-being of her family.
You know, as a mother, those things are very concerning for me because I have a son who's going to be graduating, daughter who's going to be having, you know, my first grandchild. So there's a lot of important issues, I think, for women.
Retired teacher Paula Hudspeth says she thinks the biggest obstacle facing Republicans in this election is the party's image.
A lot of us are concerned that Todd Akin's continued candidacy could be a drag on the Romney-Ryan ticket, and we just don't need that, and the negative press that it brings with it.
U.S. Representative and Senate candidate Todd Akin's comments on rape and abortion brought up a larger issue of this election, policies affecting women. Although his candidacy created a divide between some of the members of this club, many of the women agree with Laura Nasser's response to the election's buzz term, War on Women.
You know, I think if you study the issues, you see that there's no war on women. You know, people complain about they want choice, but then, you know, Republicans, you know, stand for choice and things saying, you know, women should be able to make the choice, and we don't want government to pay for these things for us. It's a personal choice, you know, whether it's contraceptive, you know, job employment.
Back at one of Columbia's Republican headquarters, Berry continues to make calls. One after the other, she has to settle for leaving a voicemail. In a typically Democratic voting city like Columbia, she says her persistence is worth it.
I think one vote can make a difference in this election.
And finally, what she calls a live one.
Hi, this is Sherry Berry.
Someone picks up the phone.
Okay, well, just make sure you vote for him in November, I guess.
Jessica Reese, KBIA News.
We're in the middle of planning a golf tournament.
Tomorrow night, President Barack Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney will face off in their first presidential debate. It'll be the first of three debates leading up to the election on November 6th. University of Missouri professor of communication Mitchell McKinney studies presidential debates, and in fact, once he was a consultant for the Commission on Presidential Debates, which puts the debates together. He spent time studying the history of the impact debates have had in past elections, and says they actually were influential in the elections in 1960, 1976, 1980, and 2000. And he tells KBIA's Zach Garcia he thinks they could be influential this year, too.
What is it about the debate in any election that is such a focal point?
after the conventions are out of the way and the parties control the conventions and made for TV, then the candidates, the two nominees, the two major party nominees, are on the stump. But then the only time they come together, literally on the same stage, the only time that they cross paths in the presidential race is at that debate moment. And that's the time, the only time in the campaign, too, that voters are able to really do a comparative assessment.
Do you see anything major happening with these debates?
Certainly, we normally say in a race where there's an incumbent president that the primary topic for the debate, the primary question, is should you be reelected? Now, in races where one is trailing, and then they're looking to the debate as the key moment that they must use to turn the dynamics in their favor, then the onus is on that challenger or on the trailing candidate, that they must do something, whether that's reveal something about the incumbent or about their opponent that has not been brought to our attention, something that will get our attention in terms of policy pronouncements or issue information, or they're able to reintroduce themselves somehow in the debate as someone that we should reconsider. So I think that still the stakes are very high in these debates, particularly maybe more so for Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. If the current national polling trend and then certainly the battleground state polls are accurate or hold, then I think Mitt Romney's will need to use these debates to try to change the dynamics of the race.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think Barack Obama would love to come out of these debates with them being boring or not entertaining.
Sure. Yeah.
If we think they're entertaining, if there's dynamics, then Mitt Romney may have, his strategy may have worked, that he's created the debate moments in his favor. So we'll see. They may be entertaining. If we come out and say, well, nothing's changed, nothing happened, then that probably would serve Barack Obama's purposes very well.
To hear the full interview, go to kbia.org and search for Talking Politics. That's it for this week's show. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.